The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fastidia. Sotter celle di Roma.
Gotta let it. Yeah, I'm good.
Avenue, street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two.
We are going down on an evening in Rome. It's still the afternoon. Joe Piscopo live from Rome. God, fighting the traffic, and you're listening to AM 970, The Answer with Joe live. I got my daughters here. We got everybody. Kara is here. Joe Sebilia, if you need any help, she's going to post something out momentarily for you because I know how hard you're working. We had the best time. I'll tell you, last night we went to – anybody remember the name of that restaurant we went to last night? Anybody got that? It was a beautiful restaurant. We went and we had a great meal overlooking all of Rome. I'm in the bus now, speaking on the bus, okay? And we're fighting traffic.
And he's already honking the horn, Joe. That's good.
He's honking a horn, and Debbie Duhaime is getting us through Rome traffic. So it's all good. We got this. So now, and then we did a whole show. I got up, did some tunes. The highlight of the show, I might say, are the gals that are sitting right next to me, my daughters, Olivia. And then Allie got up and sang Mambo Italiano, Rosemary Clooney style. Yes, she did. And it was the best time. Now, we got up early with no sleep. Am I right? No sleep. I think I'm keeping people up now. They're trying to catch a nap. And we went to the Vatican, had the best time. Al, I have one thing to say.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Al Gattulo.
That's good.
Oh, man. You would have loved it, man. The power of Christ compels you, Al Gattulo. The power of Christ compels you. I'm all full of it now, man. I'll be like a God. God fearing church going guilt ridden Italian Catholic, baby. That's
you're,
what I hear.
You're not beyond Christ.
No.
Hopefully not beyond the Swiss Guard either. You know, they have very sharp spears.
Well, yeah, it was the outfits that were a little scary on the Swiss Guard show. You know, I mean, I don't know who invented those outfits. I have to tell you, Paolo's with us, and we went through Marco as well. It is so inspiring to go through St. Peter's, right in there, go into the beautiful, incredible basilica, and on the square. It was just magnificent. And you could just totally feel it. And Joe, I saw you, Joe Borelli, I saw you didn't get sleep last night, you said?
I didn't get a lick of sleep. I would rather have been on an overnight flight to Rome and battling through my lack of sleep on a red-eye flight than on a red-eye drive this morning from Staten Island on the Gowanus. I assure you, whatever traffic you're in, take a deep breath, ignore the fumes, and just remember that you're in traffic in the suburbs of Rome and not the Gowanus Expressway, Joe.
I know it's so true. We were trying to decide what's worse, Al, coming in through the Lincoln Tunnel or going through Rome. We can't quite decide, you know.
Oh no. Going through the Lincoln, you're on vacation. There's a difference, you know. You deal with it, right?
No. Paolo said we're not on vacation. We're on a tour.
There you go.
Two entirely different things. All right. Got up so early. And no sleep. I got to hand it to my daughters. They said, Dad, can we sleep in? They said, well, we're going to go see the Vatican. They went. We are having the best time with the best group. Olympia's with us, too. She's leading guiding us through the Vatican. And they said, these are the nicest people. We're having the best time. So, and Perillo pulled out all the stuff. Steve was there. We actually did New York. And Paolo, our tour guides, and Marco. And we all got up and did the kick line. Even Steve Perillo was dancing last night. So it's like excellent. One of those deals. And now today, I got to tell you this because I'm a diehard Catholic. It's the feast day of St. Michael. And, you know, I think of my son, Michael, not with us here on this trip coming in June. But I'll be going to, come si dice, Castellangelo, see? Castello Sant'Angelo, the castle of the saints. And I'll be going to pay tribute to Al Gattulo and to St. Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. Just don't leave your Giants hat behind, please. They got enough bad luck.
Listen, I was in Israel. Paolo's listening. I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I had my hat on. Like, now I have my Yankees hat on, the Giants hat, and I lost the hat in the tomb of Jesus. I know. I didn't know. I went in. I said, can I go back in? They said, no, you can't go back
in. You know,
so,
Joe?
The Giants are winning. The Giants are having a good year. Come on now.
Oh, they lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Cowboys Monday night. So
that's well, one loss. All right, we'll take it.
Joe, okay. I went to the church.
Aaron Judge, guys.
Oh, yeah,
Aaron Judge. Huge or what? Come on.
Yes, 61. He tied Roger Maris last night. Hopefully, you know, with a few games to go here, he breaks the record. But, yeah, he got that monkey off his back a little bit because, you know, it had been a number of games before he hit it. Both teams did great last night. Yankees with the big win. Mets won last night. They're now one game up on Atlanta, and they play Atlanta this weekend to decide the National League East, which is great.
What did Russ say about the Yankees keeping Aaron Judge? I'm afraid he goes cross town to the Mets now, huh?
No, you know, the Mets are a possibility, but I think the Red Sox are going to be offering a lot of money for this guy. But at this point, see, here's the thing. If he had taken the contract from the Yankees at the beginning of the season, this wouldn't be an issue now. But he has put so much more, because he put the team on his back this year, he's going to command a lot more money in the open market. I don't know if the Yankees are actually going to spend that kind of money to keep one guy.
Oh, they got to keep this guy. But anyway, guys, I wanted to check in, and it's all about soccer here. We had, what was the name of the place we were last night, Paolo? What was that name?
Casina di Macchia Madama, on top of the Olympic Stadium, overlooking the town of Rome, next to the Hilton Hotel. It was a super cool place. So, you know, we had a ball.
We had so much fun. It was and the cuisine was great. And yes, Al, I ate. Just in case I actually had the fun. You know, everybody say, Joe, did you actually eat? I ate before
I
went on.
Wait a second. What did you eat? What did you eat, though?
I actually ate the spaghetti. It was like homemade. Mm-hmm. It was great. And it was spectacular. I actually ate it because I had to go on stage. I said I needed some carbs and everything like that. Come on, guys. We're at the hotel now. Come on. Right this way. Girls, you want to get out? We're going to go out. And then this afternoon, there we go. That's Paolo. Paolo. By the way, think of me, Al.
Yes.
Think of me on a bus with everybody.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that. Very close quarters. You know, no separation.
Amongst the people.
Yeah, amongst the people, not beyond the people.
That's the wrong call.
But we didn't. We did go. I have to admit, though, and you'll find out, and I'll tell you when I come see you, that we had a VIP kind of thing at the Vatican. So I said, you can't tell. I told Paolo, so you can't tell Al because I was a little bit beyond the people this morning, Al, okay? full disclosure.
But did you get to see the Pope? Did you get a glimpse of the Pope?
No. The patron saint of climate change, I did not get a chance to see him. I said, I did. But you know what I got to tell you about the Pope? I'll let you go, guys. The beauty about the Pope, this is about Pope Francis, and between, you know, I'm not a fan, you know, I mean, after Pope John Paul, who follows that, right? But
wait, what do you mean you're not a fan?
Ah,
you say
with
that to the Pope?
He's right. The name in the church, Our Lady of Reusable Plastics, you know?
No, I know, but you don't, I mean, you're a Catholic. You're supposed to, you know.
Kara's sending her best. Let me put you on the speaker for you. It's all good. Say hi to Joe.
Hi, everyone. Hi,
Joe. Kara.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
She's having such a great time. No, let me just verify now.
Yes.
And come, girl, I got the best girls in the world. Look, we have our own posse here now. It's the best. We're all going back together. So the thing is, the good thing about Pope Francis, he's in a little apartment. You see this magnificent Vatican.
Right.
And I looked up, and Paolo says, he goes, you see that little area back there? Because that's where Pope Francis stays. He won't stay in the fancy part. He stays in a little one-bedroom apartment. It's great.
That's good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I see, now me, I would be beyond the people.
Oh, way beyond the people. You wouldn't even meet with the people. You'd send a representative to meet with the people on a Sunday Easter Mass in the Vatican. Right?
Extra tapestries. Right. We need extra monstrances.
Don't touch me. Don't you please come near me. Was I too beyond the people this morning, Kara? Not too bad. Because I had Livia with us, so we're going a little slow. So they went the VIP. They cut me out of the line. I felt, did that look too bad? You didn't notice that? Okay, good. No, I don't want to look. Right this way. We're going to get off the bus now, guys. Hey, time of our life. Shout out to Janice and all the Perillo team. They put together a trip of a lifetime, guys. I miss you, though.
Awesome.
Joey.
We miss you, too.
Miss you.
Ophelia, Joe Pirelli, Albert, you got to go with us next time. I'm having the best time, I swear to goodness gracious.
That's awesome.
Right? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Olympia, thank you very much. All right. I'm going to step off the bus right here. Thank you very much.
Enjoy, there Joe. Have a great third day of the trip, and please give us the update tomorrow.
Joe, enjoy it.
Great. You know what? Tomorrow we go to Pompeii because I like looking at dead people, you know, so I thought that would be a nice thing to do.
Oh,
nice.
And then, I don't know. I got to see this. The Pompeii thing between it, you and me. Mm. I'm so organically honest on this show.
Yeah. I
may stay on the bus, but just watch to let everybody else go. I'm looking forward to Sorrento and Pietrelcina.
Right.
And then we're going to go to Avellino. All right. So I'll keep you posted every step of the way.
You got it, Joe. Enjoy
Talk to you
all right,
soon.
Guys.
Take care.
Mussarelle's on the way, Joe. I got it for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much.
Keep up the great work, guys. You're doing great, and thank you so much.
You got it.
I see the problem with the Pompeii, right? So you go to the museum, you see the ruins, you see the things, and then you see these people in these contorted death positions.
Right.
It is a bit macabre, if you don't mind me saying.
It is, but it's one of those historical things that you'd want to see because these people are essentially perfectly preserved at the moment of when this volcano erupted.
I get it. It still strikes me as odd. I mean, I'm not going to turn away.
It's almost one of those things. Remember the scene in European Vacation with Chevy Chase as they're going around Big Ben? Look, kids, Big Ben. You see it and you just keep going.
I did that at the Arc de Triomphe this summer. And I said, look, kids, the Arc de Triomphe. And because we went to Roundabout. And just blank stares. Blank stares from the wife. Blank stares from the kids.
Right.
Nobody got it, but I did.
This is why I just go places by myself. I don't have to worry about pleasing everybody else. I don't have to worry about, you know, are they interested in it? All that matters is I'm interested in it. But I also think
the unique thing about a Perillo tour is that, you know, they take you to these places that you wouldn't normally go on another tour. But also, you have the option of going or not going. I mean, they build in things in this tour that you can take a day off if you want to not do the events that they're doing.
Oh, that
is
nice.
Like Joe said, if you don't feel like going to Vesuvius, then you don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, for a lot of people, it is certainly the best option. It is certainly the best option to make sure you see everything. I don't know if it's for me, but if you want to make sure you see everything you need to see when going to Italy, yes, Mario Perillo Tours is certainly the way to go.
100%. And again, I think in any tour, it's what you make of it, right? I mean, if there are things on the itinerary that you're not interested in, you know, I know you're paying for those things, but you know, you make a detour.
Now, look, I am a do-it-yourself guy, so I rent cars. I do all the research. I go. I drive. I do here, but I've also had some days where I failed miserably. I mean, we were in Ireland for a few days back in February, and we didn't realize you needed a COVID test to get back to the U.S. and in Ireland, they weren't COVID crazy because they're a civilized place. So there were not like Quonset huts of testing sites like you have here in New York City, where every street corner you have an abandoned tent and a COVID test. So we had to go to a primary care physician to get this. It was a whole terrible day that if an organized tour was doing this, you know,
it would have been set up already.
Right. I just assumed you can go to the airport and get one of the tests they advertise there. So lesson learned, kids. Lesson learned. Speaking of lessons learned, though, I bet people are learning a few of them right now in some traffic. Let's check in with our Susie Cerrone.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly sunny skies, stuck at 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a crash on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Pennsylvania Avenue. But the big story is the Belt Parkway westbound. Heavy traffic, Sunrise Highway out to Lefferts Boulevard. Also very slow on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound to and across both decks of the Verrazano Bridge. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is now 35. The Holland, your best bet, 15 to 20 from either approach. Crash in Teaneck, Route 4 eastbound Decatur Avenue. That has the right lane out. New York State Thruway southbound. I see delays from just about 14A to exit 10 in Nyack. Checking your forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, high of 67. Breezy as well tonight. Clear, breezy, down to 52 in the city. And for Friday, cloudy and 65. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
European stocks are higher, Asian markets mixed, and futures on Wall Street in the red the morning after. Indexes closed up sharply, with the Dow gaining 549 points, the NASDAQ 222, and the S&P 500 adding 72. One of Europe's biggest IPOs, luxury car maker Porsche, is higher on its first day of trading, opening on the Frankfurt Exchange. A nice contrast to the global market for initial public offerings, down 70% this year. And Amazon is releasing a bedside device that can track sleeping patterns. The Halo Rise is supposedly smart enough to know what stage of sleep you're in. It can spot when you're going from deep to light sleep. If it spots this inside a defined window of time before your set alarm, it'll start waking you up then. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. These heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and Fallen First Responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, and even our homeless service members. Help these heroes now. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Mario's son Steve Perillo has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 77 years and serving over a million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 10-day three-islander tour or the 13-day four-islander tour, both guaranteed to please and both all-inclusive vacations. Visit PerilloTours.com and be sure to watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. Call today for the new 2022 Hawaii brochure at 800-631-1000 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Now you can travel to Israel. Spend 10 extraordinary days in the Holy Land this November. Collect remarkable memories on a trip that will change you forever. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza lead our tour of Israel with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Join them and enjoy picturesque and unforgettable places you'll treasure for a lifetime. Reserve your spot today at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years. And you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it, and even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to please get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo, sitting here in studio with Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia, trying to hold down the fort as best we can.
You're not trying. You're doing.
We're doing a good job. I like to think we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Speaking of holding down the fort, I want to talk about a very different topic right now. You know, and I know we like to keep it lighthearted in the morning. I know we like to be fresh and cheery. But this next topic is not exactly a fresh and cheery topic. I mean, let me ask you this, listeners. If 7 librarians were stabbed at the same library, how do you think the city would react? Right? We'd have an investigation. The mayor would promise to find the people who did this and put them in jail forever. What if 70 people? What if 70 city employees at a school or at an office building, you know, a housing office or something, 70 city employees in some sewage treatment plant were stabbed? How would the city react? They'd have hearings. The city council would meet. We'd vow to get to the bottom of why so many sewage treatment plant workers are being stabbed. We'd vow that it never happens again. We'd do everything possible. And what if some of those sewage treatment plant workers were sexually assaulted while on the job? Well, you'd have every single woman on the city council out there with signs, enraged, promising that we'll put those people behind jails. None of those things are happening. But there's a number that's 10 times the number I just told you, 700 year to date. Year to date, 700 correction officers were stabbed or slashed with a knife. And the city council's reaction is not, how do we solve this problem? How do we prevent this from happening? And how do we punish the bad guys who've done this? That's not the reaction they got. The reaction they got, wait for this, was, how do we help the creature comfort of the people who committed these crimes? We need to end punitive segregation in jails. We need to end it because the people who are in our jails committing heinous crimes, assault, sexual assault on our men and women of the corrections department, those people deserve to be treated more kindly. So I want to bring in the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, a good friend of mine, Benny Bossio, to talk about this. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Hey, Joe, how are you? Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I'm as mad as you, and I think you did a really fantastic job answering the questions of the city council and pushing back on a lot of the absolute nonsense. So first I want to ask you about solitary confinement, because most of the people I believe out there think that this is like, you know, the movie Papillon or The Shawshank Redemption or, you know, one of these movie films. Can you just explain to me the difference between solitary confinement and what actually happens in a punitive segregation cell?
Well, look, I mean, they've mischaracterized it by calling it solitary confinement. We don't have solitary confinement in New York. You know, they have the public believing as to what they see in movies, you know, in TV shows where people, inmates are being put in holes with, you know, no windows, we're lowering bread and water to them. You know, that's not what's happening. We don't have solitary confinement. It's punitive segregation, and it's basically a jail within a jail. You know, when you commit crimes in New York City, when somebody cuts somebody on the subway and slashes them across the face, that person is deemed a threat and has to go to jail, right? But then we have the advocates and a lot of city council members saying to us that if that same heinous crime is done in jail, that we cannot separate you from the general population. And punitive segregation is for assaulted, very violent inmates to be able, for us to be able to segregate them away from the general population so they don't continue to wreak havoc on correction officers and nonviolent inmates.
So what do you think happens if the tool of punitive segregation is eliminated? I mean, I know it's already happened now for inmates under 21 years old. What do you think happens now if it's eliminated system-wide?
Well, look, the data doesn't support what they want to do, right? Violence has steadily risen every year since they eliminated it for inmates 21 and under. Because inmates now know that there are consequences for their actions. Just with impunity. We've had 1,100 correction officers assaulted since January of this year. I have officers being sexually assaulted. The rearrest process, you know, has not helped us at all because the Bronx DA's office has about 800 backlog cases. So there are no consequences for inmate actions. And this is what you have now. It's total mayhem in our jails where, you know, those of us that took this job to protect and serve our city are under attack. And our own legislators don't care enough about us that, you know, they're more worried about the 1 or 2% of the population that no matter what happens, they don't change their behavior. And none of them have been able to answer the question as to what do we do with the individuals that continue to cut, stab, slash, assault, and sexually assault us and other inmates.
Right. I think people need a sense of scale. We're a city of 8.8 or 8.9 million people, right? There's 5,000 or so people on Rikers Island. Of 5,000 people, there's maybe 100 to 150, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, in punitive segregation at any given time. So you are talking about a microscopic fraction of New York who are routinely responsible for crimes outside of Rikers and inside of Rikers. And I've been to GRVC. I've looked into the eyes of these people, and I couldn't tell you with honesty, Benny, what you should do with these people because there is no good answer. Some people are just bad people, man. And it's so frustrating. And if you could hear the anger in my voice, it's because we had woman after woman come up to the stand yesterday at the city council and testify that they were groped, harassed, touched, beaten. And not only were the people not punished for this, they were never even charged for so many of these crimes. Betty, I think. So, do you think that the city can? Let me ask you a different way. Do you think the goal of these advocates who always tell us that they want to close Rikers, that they want to end jails, do you think the goal of them is actually to make things worse at Rikers Island or to make things better?
I think it's to make things worse. I think they want to cause total, you know, anarchy and mayhem on Rikers so they could continue with their narrative that we have to close Rikers and we have to let everybody out of Rikers. You know, we have mass incarceration. Like you said, we have close to 9 million people in our city, right? And we only have 6,000 inmates, right? And everybody says, let's close Rikers, let's go to the borough-based jails. But guess what? When the borough-based jails come into existence, they cap out at 3,300 capacity. So between all the borough-based jails, there'll be 3,300 capacity where we can hold criminals. What happens to the overload? What happens because we're already at 6,000? So, yes, I believe that there are some people that believe we should not have jails, and that's crazy to me. I mean, Joe, look, you're angry. I'm angry. You saw my female correction officers testify yesterday, and it's like they don't care about us. You know, this bill that Jamani Williams, that is the public advocate, right? Our public advocate, supposed to advocate for everybody. But he's more concerned about the people that are committing heinous crimes in our city, right? Because what his bill is basically saying is that if you rape or murder somebody in the streets of New York, that you should then only go to jail for an 8-hour timeout and then be released back to go to back to the scene of the crime and to cause more mayhem, because that is exactly what is happening to us, Joe.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely astonishing. Benny, we do have to leave it there, but it really is amazing. I think one of the things that the commissioner actually testified that was so surprising to me, I mean, number one, the people who are advocating for this aren't even aware of what they're talking about. They were saying we should move to a system like Cook County, Chicago. And the commissioner, the corrections commissioner's answer was, you know, you're telling me that Cook County doesn't have punitive segregation or solitary confinement, whatever you want to call it. They might say they do, but their punitive segregation unit allows inmates out of their cell for 4 hours a day, but ours allows inmates out of their cell for 7 hours a day. So they're not even sure what they're talking about. Obviously, this is an issue that I'm mad about. If you want to chime in on this issue, I want to hear what you have to say. I bet you have a lot of opinions on this. 877-970-2999. We'll take some calls when we get back. Also, we're going to speak to Grover Norquist when we get back. But give us a call. Chime in on this issue. I want to hear what you have to say. But for now, let's hear what Al has to say about the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
56 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two men are facing federal charges in connection to robbing a Brooklyn pastor during his sermon. Authorities say Juan Anderson and Saquon Pollock worked with a third man back in July to hold up Bishop Lamore Whitehead during his service at Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries. They also held his wife at gunpoint and demanded her jewelry, taking $1 million worth of jewels. A multi-agency task force was able to track down the two suspects who have prior arrests and have identified a third, but won't publicly name him. The Labor Department is issuing 73 violations against New Jersey beach patrols. New Jersey Advance Media reports it comes after authorities conducted inspections of beach patrols statewide in July and August. Federal authorities say the inspections were prompted by the deaths of two lifeguards, one in Cape May, the other in Berkeley Township, in August of 2021. The violations were related to boat hazard assessments and certifications, as well as lightning policies and record keeping. In sports, Aaron Judge officially in the record books. The Yankee outfielder tied Roger Maris' American League home run record last night with his 61st long ball of the season. Judge went deep off of Blue Jays reliever Tim Mesa to give the Bronx Bombers the lead and eventually go on to win by the final of 8-3. Eduardo Escobar, the hero of the night. Mets topping the Marlins 5-4 in 10 innings at Citi Field. Escobar drove in all five of the Mets' runs after going 3-for-5 with a two-run homer and a single, leading the Amazons to victory. They now lead the National League East by one game over the Atlanta Braves because the Braves lost to the Nationals last night in extra innings by the final of 3-2. Both teams are off today. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
It's partly sunny and 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. In Brooklyn, the accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Pennsylvania Avenue is gone, but the big story is the westbound Belt Parkway. Horrible delay, Sunrise Highway into Lefferts Boulevard. That alone, a 45-minute travel time. Crash on the Deegan south, but at Van Cortlandt Park, blocking a lane. Now was already backed up from McLean Avenue in Yonkers down to Yankee Stadium. Delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bruckner to Jerome Avenue. Inbound George now 40 for the upper, 30 at the lower. Lincoln is 35. Holland's still your best bet, 25 minutes from either approach. Good news in Teaneck, an injury accident cleared off Route 4 eastbound at Decatur Avenue. And I see delays on the Thruway southbound from 14A to midspan on the Tappan Zee. Checking your forecast today, a sun cloud mix, breezy with a high of 66 tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and 53 in the city. Friday, cloudy and 64. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Ever experience a great steak at a fine restaurant and wondered, why can't you get that great quality at home? Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors supplies many of New York and New Jersey's fine restaurants. Now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States. Their only focus is meat. You won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks here. Offering every kind of meat in every cut, such as tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center cut filet, to name a few, supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Shipped overnight, cut the night you place your order, and always fresh, never frozen. To order, go online at lafreda.com, L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is, they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. My good friends Lois and Richard Nikocha have been cornerstones of the Staten Island community for more than 40 years. They're the owners of the fabulous Hilton Garden Inn, Nikocha's rooftop ballroom, and Lorenzo's restaurant, bar, and cabaret. Visit Lorenzo's for a spectacular night out with a cabaret show offering a three-course dinner and an award-winning performance with fantastic acts like yours truly on October 28th. The Hilton always has great unlimited free parking, so you can drive right up, walk right in. Lorenzo's is also known for their Sunday brunch featuring live piano music with unlimited antipasto bar. Then you have a choice of entree plus complimentary Bloody Mary, Bellini, or imported and domestic beer, all for $32.95 per person. For reservations, call Lorenzo's 718-477-2400, extension 4, 718-477-2400, extension 4.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Welcome back. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo, digesting the news of the day, hopefully entertaining you for these 4 hours while Joe's off sunning himself, having a great time on a Mario Perillo tour in Italy with friends and family. This is Joe Borelli with Joe Sibilia and Al Gattulo in studio. I want to bring in our next guest, someone I've known for a bit now, and he really is at the crux of politics and tax policy, and I think that's so important going into the midterm. Good morning, Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. So I mean, like I said, you are really at the crux of where policy meets politics. And with the midterms right on the horizon, can you give us the breakdown of how much you think inflation will play into the midterm election? I feel like 5 months ago, this was more at the forefront, perhaps, of Americans' minds. Has that changed? Has it been replaced with something else?
Well, the Democrats have spent a lot of time trying to tell you, one, inflation wasn't happening a year and a half ago, that it was going to be temporary a year ago, that it was going to be over by December a year ago, last December. None of that worked. So now they're shouting, oh, you should focus on other things. And you're quite right that the establishment press says, oh, look, over here, a puppy. The problem with that is that the American people don't spend all day reading the front page of the New York Times. If they did, they'd have a completely different view of what's happening in the world. But when they walk down the street or drive their car down the street, there are huge billboards they pass every several blocks telling you the price of gas. And it is significantly higher than when Joe Biden came into office. When you go to the grocery store, you're reminded that food prices particularly have swelled. And that's going to get worse and worse with everything that's happening. And the general prices have gone up, and now interest rates are going up. So Obama, our friend Biden, who told us, oh, there's no inflation, has now got the Federal Reserve Board, closing down the economy, raising the cost of capital, raising interest rates of a company wanting to invest more and hire more people. It's much more expensive than it used to be. One of the things that goes up in price is money. If you want to, we're going to build a new factory. Well, it's going to be a lot more expensive than it used to be to hire the money to do that, to invest. And all of that leads to fewer jobs, less well-paying jobs. And we're not replacing inflation with a recession and lousy growth. We're adding lousy growth to the inflation. And it's a year and a half or more before we're going to see real progress on inflation. I mean the general price that, you know, the president can go, oh, look, this price fell this month. But year over year, all prices on average are up.
But surely, Grover, surely, I mean, you distracted me. You did mention the puppy that seems to distract the American public every now and then. But surely things like the Inflation Reduction Act will have a tremendous impact to our benefit. I'm sure of that. I mean, how is the new minimum corporate tax in the Inflation Reduction Act, how is that going to play out with American companies or even multinational companies like Amazon?
It hurts a lot of our international companies. Why you would weaken American companies when they compete with the Chinese and Europeans overseas and not understand the damage you're doing to the American people and to people's 401ks and IRAs. Stock market's down about $7 trillion, okay? The American people are $7 trillion poorer just in their 401ks, IRAs, their life savings that are in stocks and bonds. And that is a lot attributed to those tax increases that they put on companies. And Biden is so old that he thinks only 10% of Americans own shares of stock. That number is about 60% own shares of stock directly in their life savings, in your pension, in your 401k, in your individual retirement account, your 529s. We have really democratized saving in this country. And many, many more people, a majority of Americans, about 60%, have a 401k and or an IRA. And that means that when the stock market goes down, it's not just the Kennedy kids that get upset. It's everyone.
It's certainly us. The Borelli family, my kids, 527 plans for their college funds have been taking a tremendous hit. Last question, one that's also close to home. I'm a cigar guy. I like cigars. I don't know if you are, but we're talking about a ban on flavored cigars. Do you see an economic concern with this? And do you think this is the right time to sort of start banning American products?
Yeah, you know, the people who always say you shouldn't ban books, and by that they mean shouldn't have them in school libraries. That's not quite banning anything. You can go down the store and buy it if you want. But they're always trying to ban big gulps and, you know, run your life for you. I think cigars are wonderful. Not everybody does. Not everybody likes to smoke cigars. But it's none of the government's business whether you have a flavored cigar or an unflavored cigar. They're going after vaping, which is what, when people want to quit smoking, the thing that gives you a 50% chance of quitting instead of 10 or 15% chance of quitting is shifting to vaping. It's flavored nicotine. Nicotine doesn't cause cancer. It doesn't do emphysema. I'll make the list of all the horrible things that can happen to you from smoking. None of them are caused by the nicotine. Nicotine's addictive. It's like salt and caffeine are addictive, but will kill you. Or do much damage to you, shifting over is a 95% improvement in your health away from cigarettes. And people are now trying to ban flavored vaping, like, and then that's why they're doing also the flavored cigars in order to, you know, look like you're doing something on principle. Because they have this theory that only adults like flavors, okay? That's why it, you know, Ben and Jerry's, all the adults eat the tobacco-flavored ice cream.
It's crazy. As a cigar guy, I can say I agree with you. The government should not have a role in what brand of cigar or flavor cigar or wrapper of cigar I enjoy, nor should they have in you. Grover Norquist, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. Again, this is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo, who is on vacation with his family, enjoying a beautiful, beautiful, sunny Italy. Have you seen this Joe Biden, Jackie Walorski video?
I have. It's disturbing in the least, you know, the fact that he is calling on a person who is dead.
So for those of you who haven't seen it, he's at an event. Right. And he's, you know, shouting out the one or two politicians that still are willing to be seen in public with him.
Right.
And he goes, oh, there's a great gal here, too. Where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? Where are you, Jackie? And this is a woman who died, you know, not just recently. I mean, it's only been 2 or 3 months. But this was a national news story of a member of Congress who died in a horrific car accident.
And the way they're trying to spin it now, the White House, is they're saying he is apparently going to meet the family this week or very soon. And he was just, you know, remembering the moment.
Right.
But no, it, come on.
But let's even...
It's not like she died yesterday.
But let's even stipulate that point.
Right.
That just means he's absurdly confused.
Right.
He
exactly.
is absurdly confused of whether he's meeting the family of a dead member of the House or at an event talking about some policy. Now, had he said, you know, Jackie was always interested in this issue.
Right.
Right. That's a nice thing. And as the president of the United States, that would be nice for her family
right.
to hear. But this is a guy, his cognition is just declining every day, and it's so sad. And this Jackie Walorski issue and the response from Karine Jean-Pierre that he was confused for a second is just so bizarre.
But he's confused all the time.
He is befuddled.
It's not like he just did this once and like 6 months goes by and something happens. He's doing this over and over and over.
This is a man who should be taking his grandkids to a baseball game. And enjoying time with his family, you know, maybe not Hunter, but the rest of the family, maybe they're lovely. Right. It's a shame. It's a shame. But let's go to break right now, and let's check in with Susie Cerrone.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's partly sunny and 56 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a mess on the Deegan this morning. A crash southbound at Van Cortlandt Park, blocking a lane. The delay is worse. Now you're backed up from Yonkers Avenue all the way down to Yankee Stadium. It may be worth the $3+ if you're a non-commercial vehicle and stick with the Henry Hudson southbound instead. 40 minutes on the Bell Parkway westbound from Springfield Boulevard to Erskine Street. Alternate side in effect. LIE westbound is solid. Casino to Woodhaven Boulevard. We've got accidents on the Cross Island in both directions, north and at Belmont Park. Cross Island south and at Linden Boulevard each has a lane out. Inbound, George, 40 to 45 for the upper, 30 at the lower. The Lincoln is 35. Holland's still your best bet, 25 minutes from either approach. And delays on the thruway southbound from 14A to exit 10 in Nyack. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here to set the record straight.
Never did I think that a president would, in fact, take those documents out of the White House and leave them in an unsecured area.
So Mar-a-Lago is not an unsecured facility if it's guarded by the Secret Service. Am I right there, Eric? Help me out.
I like to think the Secret Service do a great job at protecting their
okay.
people.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been aggravating pain for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1054. 800-987-1054. That's 800-987-1054.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Invite Health. And I got to tell you, a great company, and they know about wellness. And we want you to go to invitehealth.com. Check it out, please. Invitehealth.com. You can call 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. I love folks like Steve who understand wellness. That's what I'm talking about. And they can give you a personalized approach to health. You can check out their super premium nutritional supplements, podcasts, radio shows, free nutritional consultations, plus take an additional 10% off your order. Use the code 970 at invitehealth.com. It's 800-673-2345, invitehealth.com. Don't forget, Amanda is great, Dr. Amanda Williams. Now, you don't want to miss Invite Health Radio. It's with Amanda Williams, right? And she is the scientific director of Invite Health. And so she knows what she's talking about, has a great show. It's right here on AM 970, The Answer, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Such terrible news this morning. Lee County Sheriff is reporting over 100 people likely dead from Hurricane Ian. Very, very sad. Let's bring in Jeff Nordine with weather to talk about that and more. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going all right. It's going all right. How are we looking here and how are they looking down there?
Well, we are looking pretty good, actually. So sunny to partly cloudy here in New York. Today it'll be 67 degrees, so not too bad for this time of year, but a little bit below average. 52 tonight with a clear sky, and then cloudy skies tomorrow, 65. Here's where it gets a little bit interesting. Saturday and Sunday, we could see some impacts from Tropical Rainstorm Ian with some rain showers coming through. So right now, it is a tropical rainstorm down in Orlando, Palm Bay, kind of getting over Daytona Beach at the moment, and that's going to push its way back out to the coast into South Carolina, and then it comes up through West Virginia and then sharply east at the southern border of Pennsylvania and also Maryland.
All right. Well, unfortunately for us, unfortunately for them, it looks like it's tough down there. But it looks okay for us right now. Next hour, we got a great lineup for you. We will be speaking with Allison Esposito, the candidate for lieutenant governor, running with Lee Zeldin on the Republican line. We'll also be joined by Kurt Schlichter, an attorney, retired Army infantry colonel, someone I really enjoy his Twitter feed. If you guys follow
very snarky.
Twitter, very snarky on Twitter, really, really yeah. a good thing. We'll have to ask him where he gets his wit on Twitter from. But this is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. Joe's in Italy, still yep. enjoying himself, and we're here in studio with Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia. We will be right back at the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.